New episode of Talking More Bollocks. And we put up a listener box. Somebody put a question in. We'd love to hear how Calvin is getting on with the runners.
What do you mean?
I'll be looking. Sit into the mic there, will you, pal? And we have a little chat.
I feel like I'm on a section now.
Yeah, no, just look at me and talk to me, yeah?
Right, come on.
How are you getting on with the runners, I'm going to ask you?
Bought a pair the other day.
Okay, you bought a pair the other day.
He knew this was coming. He said to me when you were out of the room.
I had, anticipation. Had an anticipation.
What did you think was coming?
That you were going to call me out with buying a pair of runners.
You've been winding him up all day saying there's something coming tonight.
It's not over the runners.
Right.
So do you not know what it's about?
No, this is what I anticipated though.
Okay, yeah. So it's not over the runners.
So right. That's separate.
But you have bought a pair of runners, which I don't like, by the way. You've swapped your addiction.
What? Swapped?
Yeah.
Hang on for a minute. I bought a pair of runners, right? I had a bit of a dilemma. We had this conversation off air last week on about how runners have been gentrified. So like runners that we thought growing up you'd be a scumbag for wearing, but now it's cool to wear.
Yeah.
So Air Max 95s fall into that, and so do TNs. And I was like, I can never wear a pair of TNs because I'll feel like a scumbag. But I bought a pair of TNs the other day and I think they're fresh.
Yeah, I've had a member of Calvin's family reach out to me with a huge concern on, and I'm going to give you the exact term that the person used, yeah? It's actually Amy, I'm going to call her out. It's both grant me legit concern now. Legit concern. Since we made the agreement that he wasn't going to buy runners as often, she said he's doing well. He's threw out probably 6 to 8 pairs of runners.
Cleared out there the other week, yeah?
But you've swapped your addiction to tracksuits, she said. She said there used to be at least, at minimum, 6 hangers empty. When his tracksuits would be hanging up, there'd be 6 empty hangers. There's no empty hangers now, right?
With double hanging.
Tracksuits
on one hanger, yeah.
She showed me the wardrobe on a video call. There's like 4 tracksuits that he's got in the last 8 weeks, right? And he has his eye on another 2 tracksuits.
Yeah, I don't see the problem.
That's like me going from smoking to vaping. Oh, my agreement was, look,
how?
But you didn't go from smoking to anything.
Just stayed smoking. But I'm taking electrolytes now, so surely that evens that out. My health is going down with the smokes, my health is going up with the electrolytes. That's the way I see that.
Yeah.
There was no financial issue there, but still, his money was going down with the runners, so he stopped buying runners. His money is still going down over the tracksuits. He's losing. Amy said to me, this whole exact words, he's filling the void.
But do you know what it is, boys, right? But I don't know. Do you know what I used to love about pair runners? Do you ever get pair runners, boys, put them on your feet and just look at them then? And then like you're walking down the road and you look and you're like, they're fucking fresh. Now, do you ever feel elite like new pair runners? Yeah. But then you feel that way as well when you get new tracksuit. No?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
And I had that clear out. So I got rid of a load of runners and I got rid of a load of clothes. And then I seen all the empty hangers and in my mind I was like, I've no clothes. So I ended up stocking back
so
up.
So my point with this, Owen, is, we had the New Year's resolution. He was going to stop buying runners, I was going to stop smoking.
Yeah, and that's what triggered me as well, to buy the runners. So I didn't buy a pair of runners till the last week in February.
Oh, you did great.
That's fair. Considering how many January sales is there? Nike are just constantly on sale in 2024. And then I said to myself, they're fresh, but I'm not going to buy the New Year's resolution. And I went, hang on for a minute. That little cunt that sits on the other end of that microphone beside me has made zero attempt to stop smoking. I'm buying a pair of runners.
Right. And I give you props for that. I think he's right for buying a pair of runners. I think he's doing well for himself, yeah? But if I had made that New Year's resolution to stop and smoke, let's say I did, but I was sitting here vaping, you wouldn't be happy with that.
Because it's detrimental to your health.
Fuck your health.
But hang on. If you stopped smoking, but you were vaping, right? But then he is sitting there wearing fresh runners because he just didn't stop at all. He just kept doing what he was doing. Would you feel...
Yeah, I'd be annoyed about that.
Okay, so that's exactly what happened there.
No, I'm not saying there's no hypocrisy. No, it's hypocritical on my end. Don't get it twisted.
The dictionary fella.
But what I'm... Do you like the word? I'm telling you. But the point is, like, he should be more educated. He knows better in life.
Then what, buying new clothes?
You can't stop buying the runners doing well and telling me, look, I haven't even bought a pair of runners.
But I haven't.
And you're in the gap flooding the place with tracksuits. Yeah, Imagine the washing this poor board has to do.
Do you know how you know it was bad?
And do you know how I knew it was bad when she video caught me while she was doing the washing? So I know the wheels are turning as she was.
Boys, I went into JD twice last week. No, sorry. I went in once yesterday and once over the weekend and I never.
And you have 2 tracksuits in mind, have you?
Yeah, I went into one I seen and didn't got me size. I went into the other one then yesterday. I never ever go into town. I never go into shops. I order everything online. That's how you know things are bad. And you know today I was going to go into JD before I came here.
Yeah,
I ain't got time.
Now you have a problem.
Do I have a problem, boys? Is this an intervention?
I don't see the problem.
No, this is an intervention on my end, yeah. Because I don't...
Can we have an intervention on you holding other people to standards you don't live up to?
Listen, hypocrisy. I like that word now. I'm going to keep using that. Don't know where I was going with that.
Says the man who's sitting here.
You have ADHD.
The man who's sitting here in a brand new tracksuit.
Yeah.
No, I got that by Steve's day, but I only wore it once.
So this, you were saying this is
he needs to do better, in my opinion. He needs to do better. He needs to hold himself accountable for his actions. And don't be swapping one with the other. We're trying to help him here.
Do you want me to get all philosophical and deep? And what's that? Remember you said it to me before? We're talking to someone, you're like, when I talk to Calvin, he'll diagnose you.
Psychological expert, you're sometimes.
I think we have this thing ingrained in us as Irish people, and it comes through the famine, that when we see things depleting, we panic and we overcompensate. And an example I was giving...
Toilet roll and water on COVID. No.
Maybe. Example I was giving is that there was this couple, Irish fella, his missus was Scandinavian, and he opened the press. He was like, I'm going to go down to Tesco there and do a shop. And your mum was like, what the fuck are you on about? She was like, took out a load of stuff. She goes, there's dinner, blah, 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 and this dinner for tomorrow. She was able to pull out two dinners from the press he thought was empty. And it's maybe just ingrained in us. So when I seen them empty hangers, I genuinely thought to myself, I've no clothes. I'm going to be wearing the exact same clothes over the next 5 days, just on repeat. So I was like, I better stock up. Maybe it's that.
Or maybe you have too much money from the podcast and your job and stuff like that. That's my opinion.
Too much money from working hard, bro.
No, I'll give it to you. You put the fucking graft in. Like, don't get it twisted, but...
See how he just picked Terrence apart. He tries to criticise you on something and then you call him out and he's like, no, you're right. Like,
no, I'm here, you're on the link.
Like, you stop buying runners and start wearing tracksuits. Yeah, but I look fresh. No, you're right. Like.
You can't explain going to Cuba every 2 weeks, though. I won't have that cruise ships and all.
Says your man who's going to Thailand for 1 month. Actually, I want to call Terrence out.
Fuck off.
One whole month he's going to Thailand, yeah. Conveniently, this fella who hates leaving Doris Estuary, then somebody says his hairline was receding, and next of all, he's gone away for a month.
Oh, yeah.
How convenient is that?
Good point.
Are you really going to Thailand?
I come back, the hair down. Oh, you'd have to baldy for a while after getting the hair done, so I wouldn't get away with it.
For a whole month, you wouldn't get away with it?
No, I think it takes longer, doesn't it? Because they do all the needles in your head. Thankfully, I'll never need it. Because you have a beautiful head of hair on your head. Head of hair. Thick.
Yeah, when you're 25, yeah.
Like, sometimes I do question it. And I get a bit insecure. But it can't.
Every day you wake up, Teddy, you have more face to wash.
No, because, like... Barbers know, and all the boys say when they don't be heard, like that's some head.
Yeah, but they need you in there, Terry. Mm-hmm. That's what for the publicity. So they'll never tell you you're going bald because you won't go
shout
back.
Shout out to 400.
They know you won't go back.
Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to
the constant.
Watch a man's name accused of that's going to look after you.
Imagine I did just come back, boys. Nah, I don't need it. I'll never need it. Thanks.
Any questions?
Any questions? Tell me, move this on.
Someone asked me, would I go to Texas on holiday? I'd love to go to Texas on holiday. I say Texas is lovely.
I'll probably be in Thailand with this out, will I?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm in Thailand right now. I'm sunning her up on a beach. Just know, deep down, I'm missing my dog. I miss Kelsey. Oh, yeah. I miss Kelsey. I was trying to bring her with me, you know. I miss her. Just know that. Somebody play this to Kelsey.
Robbie G put up a video. Did you see it?
No.
When any time a Belters Only song plays on the radio, it's Dog Health. No other song. Jazzy or Belters Only song, the Dog Health. And knows it's his song.
How mad is that?
And he's put it up a few times and he put it up again the other day. And I was like, that is sensational.
Do you know what the gas part is? I know my dog doesn't give a fuck about me. Because, like, it doesn't matter who she sees, she gets excited. She gets excited at everyone.
Yeah.
And I was coming up the stairs in the apartment the other day and my neighbour walked down the stairs. It's just ran with my neighbour all excited, jumping on him and all. And, like, she was willing to go with him.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on for a minute. I feed you, ward you, nurture you, love you with everything. And you're just going to walk over to a stranger.
Persecution complex.
Defamation. Because I'll see the bollocks you will go out of the station.
I could mount a very robust defence of the claim that you have persecution complex. I have hours of audio of you giving out about people picking on you.
All the times. Yeah.
Picking on them. Imagine being before the judge. He fucking was picking on me.
Calvin, you mentioned earlier that you had this theory about the psychological legacy of the famine.
Mm.
So I just found there, after you mentioned that, I looked it up and did find something interesting. In the early 1900s, Ireland had more mental hospital beds per head of population than any other country in the world.
That was
in the 1900s.
Mm.
For 100 years, like.
And they couldn't figure out why. The whole world, in the early 1900s, this country had more per head than anywhere else in the world. They couldn't figure out why. So there was a title or a department, and this was the name at the time, Inspectors of Lunatics. They were in charge of overseeing this huge asylum system. And in 1914, they said they had found that there was, and this is how they said at the time, an exceptional number of insane and idiots derived from the population born during the decade 1841 to 51, which is famine.
Fucking hell.
So they couldn't conclusively prove it, but it seems that babies born during the famine had an increased susceptibility to mental illness. That's from the Medical Independent.
So back then, like, the language they would have used would have been like idiots and lunatics.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did they not like understand that like there was this traumatic event that happened and now these people hadn't, like, they didn't know that?
They,
the way they looked,
there probably would have been some people who would have started to make that connection.
You were unfortunate. Get over it. That's what that was.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't think people realise how detrimental the famine actually was. Like, the population in Ireland now is still not the same as what it was before the famine, isn't it? We're only catching up on it.
Oh, you were still way below where we were, yeah.
What were you?
It was 8 million.
What?
Yeah.
And we're at what, 6 million?
5.5, 6.
5.5, yeah.
And that was 180 years ago?
The inspector said that children born and partially reared amidst the horrors of the famine and the epidemics of disease that followed it were so handicapped in their nervous equipment as to be weak-minded from the start or to fall victims to mental disease later. So they're putting together, they're not using language that's as understanding as we would now, but they are making the connection there.
And then it's not
so they're making the connection, but like...
it's not a conclusion.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's not as if things got better. So that was 1914. World War One kicks off then. How many Irish men go off to fight in World War One? Poverty is fucking through the roof. Yeah. Then you have the Irish War of Independence, the Civil War. Then it's the 20s is not a great time. Then it's the 30s, so it's a Great Depression. Then World War Two comes around. Then we basically hand over the keys to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, realistically, it's the
80s. You said it before on this, and it was only after you said it, because I actually didn't understand it. Probably 2.5 years ago on the podcast, you said about, like, Ireland as a nation not catching a break, and you mentioned a few things. And when I looked her up, I was like, this country has been fucked for so long.
It's a miracle that we have such an influence on the world. Like, anywhere you go, people love the Irish. There's an Irish bar, probably an Irish bar on the moon, and everybody loves Irish heritage and everything. And, like, we've had, like, Irish American presidents, world champions, singers that have conquered the world, everything. And we're this small little nation that's constantly been oppressed.
Mad.
But probably the most damage was done by the internal oppression.
Yeah, maybe it was, yeah.
The church.
Oh, yeah.
So while all that's going on, stuff from outside, you also have the church and the laundries and the industrial schools.
Mm.
That is doing what they did. Horrific, by the way, boys.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Have you still not had a question yet?
Have we?
I don't even know.
No, we haven't.
I do listen back.
Well, we had his question from Amy.
That was an interrogation.
That was a setup. Yeah, that was.
I'm going home to kick.
No, it was. I'm here with this.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we'll get ourselves back on track.
Yeah.
Arthur.
Make it! Owen, so you took your headphones off.
For everyone that's listening, Owen just, the second he said Arthur, just sat back and took his headphones off because he knew Terrence was going to scream.
I meant to having multiple messages about getting McGinty in for a bonus.
I think we should get him in.
Just for,
you know what I was thinking of?
Get him to do a list of questions and say, McGinty, come in and ask them.
You don't even come in. Just let Arthur say and ask his own questions.
By the way, can we actually, we're looking for a thank you off you. Publicly.
Off me?
Yeah.
Oh, this will be good now. Go on. me thank you.
Yeah. You told us to go ahead without doing a bonus, humble enough of you. And we both stated, no, them bonus episodes will never be the same without you.
So what you're saying is, I have made your bonus episodes significantly better.
But we acknowledge
1,000,000%.
So where is my thank you?
No, you should thank us for the humility of acknowledging that.
Yeah.
We'll now talk about the talking bollocks effect. You can thank us for that.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank us for that. I'll just sit back. You can talk whatever you want.
First part for you, can do the second part. The first part is we had Giff Forrester in for an episode, Chris Forrester, good player, plays for Pats. Had him in, talked about how, like, he's not really captain material, doesn't want to be a captain, stuff like that. That Friday night or wherever it was, starts the game, he's captain of the team, scores a goal, wins the game by Pats. Calvin.
We had Luke Bourne, technical director of Shelbourne FC. Comes in, has a chat with us about their ambitions for the year. That Friday night, they beat Rovers, current league champions, 2-1. In the highest ever attendance in 20 years in Tolka Park.
Yep.
Look, so
welcome.
Pats fans and Shells fans and Owen separately just can all thank us. the voices of a generation.
Yeah, it was great.
I make myself sick. Say that.
You want to ask this question?
A quick one. I have a quick one for Arta, yeah? What's the difference between a hippo and a zippo?
Is this a joke? Dad joke? I don't like dad jokes.
One of them is very heavy and one of them is a little lighter.
He's so happy with himself. Look at him.
He loves them.
Yeah. Oh. It's a good one, Owen. Owen, it was a good one. It was. Owen is going mad because he knows it was good. It took him a minute and he's like, you fucking cunt.
You have to have kids to enjoy that one. Owen has multiple.
Do you want Arthur's question?
Go on, sorry. Shouldn't be blinking.
If you could meet any person in your life, past or present, for the very first time again, who would you pick?
Terrence. And when he asked me about the podcast, I'd say no.
Kill you, Owen. Not ask him that question. It's about falling off.
Rent free.
Honestly. What a response he gave you. I was going through the airport the other day and that popped into my head. What a response. Remember, he was like, I've been in the baddest whips, fucking with the baddest bitches, shit, I fall off again. I was like, that was a great answer.
No, it was a great answer. He rocked my whole...
Do you know what? It's like he's been asked that multiple times. He had that prepared.
Oh, yeah.
He had that prepared, 30.
Yeah.
He had that prepared.
Have I fallen off? Well, yeah. If anyone asked me, here's the response. Nah, by the way, can I just say, he actually was a legend off air as well, wasn't he?
He broke
after
the mic.
And all, he was like, fair play, isn't it?
Broke the mic, though.
He did break the mic. But listen, if he never broke the mic, yeah, we wouldn't have that ice break off at every single
guest. I'd be mad awkward sitting there. How are you, Micheál?
Yes, no, it's a true story. Micheál Martin was sitting in the other chair and I was fixing the mic and I was like, Micheál, so I broke this mic. He's like, who? He's like, Coolio. He's like, Coolio.
And he said, yeah, and he didn't. He didn't have a clue who it was.
No, we don't know. He could be a big hip hop fan. You don't know. And he come over here with a pair of AirPods in listening to Dre. 1,000,000%.
Do you have an answer?
It's a hard one, isn't it? Just anyone you could think of in your life, past or present, and you get to meet them again.
For the first time.
Oh, for the first time.
Yeah. Have we told a story about you and Coolio and the heights?
Yeah. I don't know, but I think we did tell him.
So there was a see-through floor and Coolio walked in. I was freaked out and looking down going, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm down the very far end. And it's a big open plan office. So I'm down the far end. And all I hear is I see Coolio kind of, he looks like he's...
He was crip walking.
Yeah, he's yeah. And he's looking a bit off balance. And then Terrence just shouts, I'm afraid of heights myself, Coolio. Like he just met him.
It's word for word our first interaction. Word for word. Yeah. Me, two of us were.
Right.
Coolio stand there. Hopefully.
Coolio.
I don't know. See, I'm trying to think of famous people.
Yeah, you're not answering that without getting deep, man.
Yeah.
If I don't shame me fucking father, it's the wrong answer, isn't it?
You don't remember the first time you met you that.
That's true, actually. Oh, so it's the it's the first time.
You never know.
I watched the out the other night.
Any second now.
The wheels are turning.
I don't know the name of it. This Shumfle. Oh, I just killed my father. Did you watch that?
Nope.
That's what it's actually called on Netflix. Killed his dad, shot him, yeah? Then it turns out this whole rigmarole, his dad kidnapped him from his ma. So it is his actual dad, but kidnapped him from his ma. And like, went to another state and all, yeah? Went to Louisiana, it was. And they were originally in Texas. That's how I remembered. And he killed his dad, got locked up. And he was like this emotionless Shumfle and all. Why am I telling this?
Yeah, I don't know. You tell us.
Oh, because he only gets to meet his man again. And he got kidnapped when he was 6. And then he only got to meet his man again when he was 17.
Okay.
When she found out that he did that. So it still wouldn't be the first time, wouldn't it?
So what does that mean? Like, because, you know, I've made two of them. And the first time I met them, I was like, I had parties and that was funny.
Yeah.
So do I get to relive that moment again?
I guess so, yeah.
Or do you get to meet the person and chat about whatever you want?
Let's say you get to relive it, I don't know.
The first moment you met someone.
But you somehow know that what's yet to come.
Yeah.
I
don't know then.
Right, Arthur, make the next one easier.
Yeah, Arthur. Do you know what? He does come out with great questions, though, Owen. He does.
That was a shite one.
Next question.
I'm only messing, Arthur.
I know.
Don't stop writing to us, please. We need the content.
Keep texting us.
Next one's from Brian.
I will have
Brian. Bang average question. Watch this. Bang average. Bang average name. Bang average.
Brian says, I know Owen said no more runner talk, but technically this is just shoe talk, not runner talk.
Winkle pickers.
Yep. If you were turned into Kulchis, would you rather wear Winkle Pickers or Wellingtons every day?
Just Wellies?
First of all, don't ever call them Wellingtons again, bro.
Yeah. I actually had to question that. I didn't know what
I think Brian is a Kulchi.
Oh, you're one of them. I'm going with the old Winkle Pickers. Once I'm not brown, I'll go Winkle Pickers.
Did I ever tell you the time about Amy's brother trying to brag about how many pairs of brown shoes he has? Like, he prided himself on having 7 pairs of brown shoes.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing worth bragging about, pal.
down there the age. You got something whispers that in the board there.
That's it. Game over.
Ah, will you stop?
No question.
The Maldron is L.
I'll pick the Michael Pickers as well. I've never seen someone just going around in a pair of wellies.
Ah, the boggers do, yeah.
Just wellies, bro.
Swamps down there, bro.
The boggers. And Colchis gas, isn't it? And not a gas thing that does like Colchis and Dubs.
Yeah.
And it's like a void. Like, that's gas. But I love Colchis.
On Ireland. On Ireland.
The legends.
I don't think there's a real devoid. I think that comes from the gas.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what's mad? People will never understand, unless you lived in Dublin, how little people actually play Gaelic in Dublin. And we actually don't give a fuck, and they're so good at it.
Yeah.
And I love bragging. I love meeting a culture so passionate about it, and be like, who've Dublin got in the All-Ireland final this year? And it'd be like, January. Do you know what I mean? And you'd be like, oh, you don't have no clue, you fucking Dub, this, that, and the other. I'm like, all right, mate. I mean, never been to Hill 16 in my life.
But I mean, it's not real. It's not real, the void.
It's hypothetical. Right? That's another episode, another bonus episode, should I say. Take us out there on.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnoca. Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.